Democrats mourn abortion, we will fight to restore Roe v. Wade. By Hannah Blow on January 24, 2023. Democrats are vowing to fight to restore Roe v. Wade following what would have been the 50th anniversary of the decision, which the Supreme Court overhauled last year, kicking decisions on abortion back to the states. On Sunday, what should have been the celebration of the 50th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, America mourned instead. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, said during a gathering with fellow Democrat lawmakers on Tuesday. "We mourn the fact that millions of women and girls now have fewer rights than their mothers and grandmothers. We mourn the loss of individual freedom. We mourn the loss of a woman's right to choose," he said, claiming that women's health care decisions are now in the hands of MAGA extreme Republicans. Last year, after decades of plotting and insidious efforts, the MAGA Supreme Court stripped millions of women of the right to abortion, putting the power to make personal health care decisions firmly in the hands of MAGA extreme Republicans, Schumer claimed, failing to mention that overturning Roe did not ban abortion nationwide but kicked the decision back to each individual state, allowing them to make their own restrictions regarding abortion. Others, including Senator Patty Murray, DWE, chimed in. "I live with it," said Schumer. "At Senate Dems and advocates to make crystal clear. We're going to keep fighting to restore Roe, and keep fighting back against MAGA Republicans' extreme anti-abortion agenda at every turn," she said on social media as other Democrats weighed in. Despite misinformation touted by leftist activists across social media, ending Roe v. Wade did not ban abortion but sent the decisions back to the states. In other words, if a state wishes to legalize abortion, it can do so. Similarly, states can choose to ban or restrict abortion as well. Watch. The press conference comes days after thousands of pro-life Americans gathered in the nation's capital to celebrate life, making it clear that the fight is still far from over. "We're seeing so many lawmakers compromise on the issue. And really, this is the greatest human rights issue of all time," March for Life attendee Skylar Culbertson told Breitbart News. "I think there is so much more that can be done. This needs to be put at the forefront of everything, in every law," Culbertson added. Last week, Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, introduced a bill that would effectively defund Planned Parenthood, redirecting the funds to health services to women, including relevant diagnostic laboratory and radiology services, well child care, prenatal and postpartum care, immunization, family planning services, including contraception, cervical and breast cancer screenings and referrals, and sexually transmitted disease testing. "The nation's largest abortion provider has no business receiving taxpayer dollars," Boebert said. Planned Parenthood claims these funds go to health care for women. But last year, Planned Parenthood performed a record number of abortions while also reducing the number of well-woman exams and breast cancer screenings it performed.